No objection, Mike.
I abstain.
Motion carried. Come on.
So 714, what's the total?
No, it's 13440.
Yeah.
I'd like to suggest we have some health facilities bonds, we have some Pioneers Homes bonds, we have Senior Citizen Center bonds, and I suggest that we put together bond issue with the health facilities and Pioneer Homes. Get them kind of all in the same hat.
What bill we're looking at?
Well, page 3C is the start of all that. Governor's bill had 6-2 for a hospital in Sitka. Fire prevention stuff in API and Harborview. There is an assortment of other things.
Sure, health facility for $20,000.
There. Well, there's a House bill also calling for the same thing, Governor's House bill. I don't like it. Some of them in both houses, and some of them in one, and some of them in others.
Are you off the Pioneers home in the health facility?
Well, I think they ought to just go in together and see bond issue.
Well, what do you want to start with as a base? Which bill?
I'd like to suggest that we start with Senate Bill 622, which is Sitka Valdez Acres. First thing I'd like to know is...
Where the hell is it? What page? 621?
What's our goal on this one?
Well, there's no objection.
Anything you want to look at?
Okay, what is the reason? I think if we run this Sitka project, okay.
What bill are you on, 621?
622.
Okay. Yeah. It's Senate Bill 622, which is the same as House Bill 713. It's the governor's bond issue, which is Sitka Hospital and the stuff in for Harborview and API. And Milt has passed out...
Mr. Chairman, the first page there is just an example to show you the percentage of state funds and some of the other health facilities that we have. And then the second, the following pages are a description of the reason for the Sitka funding being the way it is, which is $5.6 million in GEO bonds and $2.4 million, which would be from the Sitka Borough, which would be in bonds that they would issue. There's no Hillsburg money available for the time to put into this.
Has that act been repealed, or they just don't fund it?
We've just used up our allocation.
They're terminated if the vendor's been older to buy a hospital.
Let me ask something now. My recollection is that when you ask for Hilbert funding, the result customarily is that you have to put in a whole lot of crap that you maybe don't need, that runs the cost of the hospital up just to comply with federal regulations. Now, if those people are no longer around and we can't get money from them, well, how does that have any bearing on the cost of this particular hospital?
Well, I really wouldn't be able to answer that. There's licensing requirements that you would have to meet in any event, and to be eligible for Medicaid or Medicare, which it probably would try to do that, it would have to meet certain requirements also. And any additional requirements imposed by Hilburton, I don't think pertain to the type of equipment or space or anything like that, but I'm not sure.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, Ernie?
I think that the state, though you're talking about getting federal funding, Medicare, Medicaid, you almost practically have to comply with everything that is under Hilburton. X-ray rooms have to have lead lined walls. And, well, you've been through that, haven't you?
I've been through it.
More than once, Wrangell and Peterson both. That's what drives the cost up. And the unfortunate thing is, Hilburton didn't require sprinkling system, but the state fire marshal did. That forced the two hospitals in my district to spend an additional $50,000 or $60,000, and they could have done it in the construction stage for a third of that or less. You had to rip up concrete overhead in order to get that piping system in there. Really interesting. It's the same as handicap barriers and everything else. They just, and I guess in our state operated schools, they built them without certain fire protection devices, and they had to come right back. Then the fire inspector comes right behind the building when it's been completed and required to put this stuff in. Same old story.
Was the Fairbanks Hospital built with Hilburton money into that? I don't think it was. I think it was all by local.
Well, I think the Fairbanks.
State loaned a lot of money, and Sterling loaned a lot of money.
That's the reason we got our time we did, because the Fairbanks didn't have their local share or something, and they included all the money in the one.
Is that the one just about last 5, 6 years?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, long down the line somewhere, we built an addition on ours because the Fairbanks, the money that was a lot of new work. The Fairbanks, they didn't utilize it when we built it.
They got some skill for it, right? Yeah. Yeah, they did. $2.5 million,
we had to still work money. We told, and they told us we could have it to build an addition on our hospital. It hasn't been there, frankly, the hospital. So we told the architects to design it because $1 million available. Design $1 million deal, and that's it, because we don't want to come up with any more money. $1.5 million. And we had a choice to dig up an extra $500,000 or lose the money. We had to. Back to the drawing board.
The architect's fee was what percent?
I don't know, whatever it is, 10 or 12 or 14 or whatever.
He made himself $50,000 by over designing.
Okay. I don't have enough. I don't have any brothers on any of this.
What the Senate's on that?
Well, the Senate, of course, you know, got out for $9.8 million worth of senior citizens.
He
let's talk about the Pioneer Homes.
Yeah, just, okay.
Go ahead.
I just wanna start this thing on the fire. Didn't we bring that up in the operating budget or something, or special appropriation? Didn't that come up before API?
That wasn't fire prevention, that was to replace for fire damage. If I'm thinking of what you were thinking, $250,000 one night?
Chairman, there were several other projects for API, they are in addition to the two sprinkler systems that would be real on. There was some car paint, storage shed, lighting, painting of the hospital, air conditioning.
Why was it that they, why did they put the fire stuff on the bond issue and the crap like the rugs and the general?
Well, I think it's just the amount of money involved. These other items, the largest one is $60,000, and they have a couple hundred thousand tools.
Put the rugs in, they'll get burned up.
You've got new rugs with the burn up for the bond issue.
No, what'll happen is they'll put the rugs in, and then the sprinkler system will have bugs in it and get them all wet.
Well, okay. Starting at SB 622 now, as a point of departure, Russ?
Well, I don't have any problem with what's in 622, not the committee substitute, but just the three projects there. But the thing that I think we should talk about is the concept of putting Pioneer Homes all over the place. I don't see a reason to do that. And the Senate, I think the Senate sort of went crazy on Pioneer Homes, and they think it's some sort of good deal to put Pioneer Homes in their districts, but I don't even think I think there's a lot of other higher priorities than that, and I don't think we want that kind of an approach.
Well, of course, it's very expensive to build Pioneer Homes.
But it's even more expensive to run them.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
you
didn't
have one in June.
What, I mean, if you put a Pioneer Home in some of these places, then that's about all the money they're ever going to get is just the money to run the Pioneer Home, because the operating costs are so expensive and they're increasing. They're going to, you know, it's a bad priority, I think, in that respect.
Might get old one of these days.
I would say,
there are other ways. They should be spiked.
I do know that Ketchikan's got a higher percentage of older people than any other city in the state. Demonstrating needs there.
That's why I wrote it.
Senior
center. I was going to say,
my dad. Yep. Oh, the young
fellow. I got my
addition in Anchorage. There's fellas, I want to throw myself on your mercy, but one of my opponents is the ombudsman for the senior citizens.
My little boy, he's about 2 years old.
Maybe we should wait and let him get it next year. I just kidding. You.
I hope so.
There may be a better way to have done it than the Pioneer Home, but. Personally, you know, we should have thought about that somewhere back down the line. And I think on this almost any point that you use for justification, you can't, if there can be justified, you can justify one in Ketchikan.
Well, let the people decide. Let's put it on.
Chairman?
Yeah, Fred?
I'd like to express the feeling of our regional association, AVCP. And there are some people, elderly, that are outside of the regional area. Per my best recollection, we would like for those elderly people, pioneers, however you want to term them, to be at least within a region where they could be cared for by the people that reside in the area. And there would be an entity tied along with it.
I know you're planning on working on the
and as far as I can recall, that is. That is the intention or expressed need for the regional area to have a regional pioneer home or place where the people from the regional area could at least be able to communicate within the region to the outer. That's an expressed concern that I'm aware of by our regional association.
What
I don't know how other areas or regions feel about it, but that's expressed it by the regional association.
It seems to me that it makes better sense to put in regional centers like Bethel. It makes better sense sooner or later to put in centers basically multi-purpose sorts of things, and not, you know, the pioneer zone is so narrowly confined that you need is something.
You can get all kinds of programs under budget other places right now. If they're building one in Petersburg, right, in 24 units, forming a private nonprofit corporation.
Well, after the experience of Ponceview, we got a real problem with close to that. I thought that was a pioneer zone. We almost have to go to something that had a more of a center.
I think what they're going to use that building for now at this stage is probably the kind of thing that we're talking about in other rural centers.
I wanted to build housing for them. I didn't want to do that. A lot more sense.
Just Jim?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? One of the problems with the pioneer homes is it, like the lady I bought her, the lady that I used to own the duplex that I bought in Anchorage, she's
I don't understand this coffee.
You gotta unplug it. She didn't really have to go into a pioneer home, but she went there mostly for the social aspects of it, you know. I mean, she could have stayed at home. It's only 5 blocks from the pioneer home, but if you don't live in the pioneer home, you don't get to associate with all the people there, and you don't get all the activities and stuff. And so, you know, being 83 or whatever she was, she sold her duplex to me and moved in there. Well, you know, this is a problem because the costs to the state for that 24-hour care are just tremendous. And if you could have a place where, for those senior citizens that need that round-the-clock kind of coverage, you know, you'd have a pioneer home. But it would also be an activity center or something for those people who really are just lonely, you know, or desiring the social activity and the other kind of things that are provided by the pioneers home. But I don't know if we have such thing in the state. Maybe we do. I don't know. Milk might know. But it just seems to me that if you go around and just build pioneer homes all over without trying to address this other problem, what you're doing is really providing an incentive for people who really don't need to be institutionalized to institutionalize themselves. And then the operating costs are so great to the state because of that. And because it is a pioneer home, you're going to pay, you know, and you're going to pay the full full cost of it, you're not gonna deprive them anything, but geez, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Swanson.
On the other side of the coin, the Pioneer's Home is built to take care of the needies, the people that get that old. We, as we sat here as a legislature, actually as an assembly, to write law and regulation to not serve the greedy. And if the greedy runs the price up, then we are at fault, not the people out there. If someone has got that much money and decided they wanted to be socialized in a, for a social thing in a Pioneer's Home, there the regulation is wrong by allowing that to happen. We have a hell of a lot of people that is, that are eligible for the Pioneer's Home and can't get in because someone like that is taking the place of somebody that needs to be there. And there we're at fault by not writing stricter regulations.
All right, Mr. Guy.
Yes, I think we are, it seems to me, we are speaking to the original concept of a Pioneer Home as to how it should be. But recent feelings, as has been indicated in the Cotterby area and other regional areas throughout the state, is that the elderly should be able to be mobile and partake in activities. And for those that are not very mobile, there should be a care section provided for them. While they're within their own home area.
That's just what I'm saying. I agree with that. That's just what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd like to suggest that whatever we come up with here, we try to hit somewhere around 15 million. Kind of more or less aim at it. Like, Russ?
Yeah, well, I like this way, you know, they're going with like the center, a center for the elderly, or like, you know, this one here, this multi-purpose senior citizen center anchors $800,000 compared to, you know, 10 or 15 million if you try to build a Pioneer Home to serve the same number of people. And really, you're providing the service that, that they want. You're the service that they want is, and that they need is the activity center, not the, not the 24-hour nursing type care. And I think you should provide it for the people that need it, but there's a lot of people that are mobile and 3C. Second, the last one on there. Well, I mean, I just think as far as Pioneer's Homes go, except for in a few places, you know, we need them, but I don't think that, I think there's a whole, another need that, that can be addressed in a lot cheaper manner. That's the social.
What would this consist of, this is your talk? What kind of a building, what kind of facility?
Well, I don't have the specific backup with me on this multi-purpose senior citizen.
Not a place anchor. They can stay.
It's not overnight, no.
Oh, right.
But that's the difference, Lou. And if, and when it's not overnight, you don't need the, I mean, just the cost just go up, you know, 1,000% if you got, if they spend the night, because you got rooms that you need and God, I mean, just everything, you know, from maids to doctors, nurses, everything.
Chairman, a year ago I put in a bill for Pioneer's Home in Mowen, if you may remember, for $5 million, and the survey I made at that time, it was 389 people on the potential eligible for that home. I still got the survey here that I just looked at. So I would say that something like this might be a substitute to it, other than building. I agree with you about they're expensive to operate. I don't say we don't need it, and I'd like certainly like to have one.
Yeah.
But there may be a substitute for them.
Well,
Mr.
There's a.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Certainly the Pioneers Board took the stand that the area that qualified in their opinion, and they ought to be right on top of the whole issue, is that Ketchikan was probably the area that required a home there and take care of the whole Ketchikan area, Prince of Wales Island, I imagine Wrangell, and areas like that. And then what's causing the problem is all the add-ons here. That's what's causing the problem, I'm sure.
Well,
and I agree with Russ. They're real expensive to run. I've been sitting on subcommittee and heard the testimony from the commissioner, people in HESS.
All right, what I'd like to do, okay, is I'd like to move on Senate Bill 622, and bear in mind we haven't moved anything yet. I'd like to move the Harbor View Fire Prevention System, the API Fire Prevention System at 305 and 206.1 respectively, and the Ketchikan Pioneers Home at $5 million. Objection. Okay, there is objection, right?
Only for the purpose of, I have some motions of my own. Do you want them now?
This is not exclusive of anything else.
I don't object.
Okay. Is there objection to the motion? Okay. If there's no objection, the motion carries. So, okay. That with those, it means those three things are in there for starting. Okay. Right.
Well, I'd like to go this way with some of these senior citizen centers, and I the only one I know of from personal experience, you know, and knowledge is the Anchorage one. I think that that's the kind of way we should go there, as opposed to these other very expensive, you know, multi-million dollar ways in terms of first costs and then hundreds of millions of dollars in operating costs. I'd like to have that $800,000 for that multipurpose senior citizen center in Anchorage, and set the precedent for going in that direction.
My recollection is that Clark and I put in last year planning money, didn't we?
The governor vetoed it.
Senior citizen center in Fairbanks and Anchorage.
Yes.
And the governor vetoed them out of there.
Right.
Fairbanks has since, I believe, gotten money locally. Layers. I'd like to tell you, you know, if Fairbanks needed, they kind of started up there. Milt, maybe tomorrow, maybe somebody can call Fairbanks and see what the status of that thing is. I think they got a little EDA grant to raise some money locally from either by subscription or through the borough. Ask them if they've got the money they need.
Wasn't it that Kelly bill that passed, what the hell was that here, about 3-4 years ago, that senior citizens
housing?
Now, there's some money is still left in that in community regional affairs.
They use some of it, that thing down here.
They use some for Juneau, some for Ketchikan.
It was supposed to have been used in Eagle River, is where it's supposed to have been used.
Well, no, it was CRA.
Unspecified.
Yeah, but the understanding was at the time. So anyway, what about her?
Well, I mean, y'all could check that out at the same time. Now, they worked, I know they just worked out a deal in Petersburg that on the same thing. And Clink and Hydas have put together a housing, the same kind of a housing program under that.
It's Clink and Hydas, but they're not building a multi-purpose senior citizen center. They're building housing, apartments.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. This is not what Russ is talking about.
No, but you can get HUD money along with it, you know?
Yeah.
You can't have regulation.
Yeah, for that kind of thing.
$7.2 million, I believe, is what that bond issue was. But my understanding was that it was supposed to have been used to construct, and the first thing it was supposed to have done with it was to build something in Eagle River, and he never did do it.
Well, then they didn't put it together locally.
Yeah,
as I understand.
Anyway, okay, before we start getting into innumerable other projects, I'd like to have some discussion and ruling on the Sitka Hospital. There seems to be some kind of controversy about that. I don't think.
I'll move the figure of 5.6.
Okay.
I'd like to hear the case, if there's a case against it.
Well, it's a description of the bonus.
Okay, I'd like to hear both sides. I'll go as far as to hear both sides.
The governor vetoed it in 76, that's one side of it.
Well, he vetoed the whole bond issue.
Right.
That was a part of his bond issue at that time.
He already thought it was important.
Well, we had a lot of these things in there that he took out, vetoed, that's in this committee substitute for Senate bill.
Well, I think it's a...
He vetoed those out.
You're a bit worked out, you know?
Mr. Freeman.
Maybe it's in the backup material somewhere. If I remember right, I think the, about the 5.6 amounts to about 70% of the overall cost of that.
Total cost of hospital is $8 million.
Yeah, it's 70%.
$8 million total cost of hospital.
5.6 is 70%. Where are they gonna get the other?
Sitka Borough. Sitka Borough.
Under Hillburg, it was 50, 25, 25.
Yeah.
I think they need it because of the Coast Guard moving in there, isn't it?
Yeah, they got a bunch of these Coast Guard people.
Big housing, Coast Guard housing. I think this is reason, one reason for the change.
I'm not sure Coast Guard can't...
What did you just say, Leo?
I mean, now, looking Coast Guard, you need money?
Yeah, but they don't use money, it's very much...
They don't get a federal grant or federal, some federal funding for the use of that hospital.
What's that?
Imagine, I don't know how well Edgecombe is, how well those facilities are built. Have they got a hospital up there?
Yeah, sure, they got a big hospital.
But any health service?
Something like the BIA hospital that was here.
Yeah, it's a...
It was a BIA hospital.
It's a big hospital.
What's the public health?
I'm sure the Coast Guard uses it.
What the hell sense does it make to have two great big hospitals on a town of that size?
One for Indians, one for whites.
Well, you're not eligible. You're not eligible to go to BIA hospital.
Well, the Indian Health Service is in the same building as the hospital here.
Yeah, but that was added on.
You try to go to BIA hospital in Anchorage and see what happens to you. You can't get in there.
I think they...
Any more than you can in Sitka.
They use the same ones here, but then the natives go to this hospital here and they...
Now that then?
Well, you know...
For whatever reason, it could...
All
right. Okay, what is the, we need some further discussion on this matter?
I move the fee.
Question? Check, that's about the third time you moved it, I have some questions.
Okay.
Apparently, Hillburg no longer exists, is that correct? The way I understand it?
It's still around.
We ran out our allocation, right?
Milk's got stored.
Maybe we oughta wait when we rent, because will next year they have new funding or what's the deal?
They usually appropriate something every year.
Well, maybe we oughta connect with it.
That's my question, Mr. Chairman. I remember when we rebuilt our hospital in Kitchikan, we had to take our turn and wait for time came, we got Hillburg funds. And the question in my mind is has this been made a policy, or are we making a policy that any time we're... Somebody wants to build a hospital and we're short on Hillburg funds, the state takes, steps in and takes that up the extra 50%. That was my question.
Jim, I don't think we wanna get misled here. My understanding is the Hillburg program has been terminated. Not that we've run out of money and that there'll be a reappropriation. And I'm not speaking in favor of the 5.6, but that the Hillburg program is terminated and there won't be any more Hillburg funds.
That was my question, if I may. That was my question.
What he, what... Duncan says is correct, is because they had a study and it showed that there was more hospital, the vacancy factor in all the hospitals that they constructed under Hill Burton was causing it to GAO to withdraw that.
Cost too much to get.
Okay, continue with my question then. If Hill Burton is non-defunct, are we making a policy, have we made a policy that in the future that the state would step in and pick up the 50% of Hill Burton funds that are no longer available? I'm not saying we should or shouldn't, but I'm wondering if that's what we're doing.
Right. So I'd just like to hear from Milt to see if he still maintains his position on this Hill Burton thing. Well, is that your understanding?
It may be, the thing butt in a little bit. I expect what it is, Russ, is that the Hill Burton Act is still in existence. Congress just didn't appropriate any money because they thought hospitals were overfilled.
I see.
Now, that might be what it is, and maybe.
Mr. Chairman, the Hill Burton Act as such no longer exists, but there was an act that replaced that's a construction act for hospitals or something, so it's no longer officially the Hill Burton Act. And they did limit the amount of funds that were made available that could be used for hospitals. I think it's maybe something like 20% of the funds that they appropriate can be used for hospitals. So they're trying to put the emphasis on outpatient clinics and health clinics and that sort of thing. But there is still some money, although less than there used to be, that becomes available every year, assuming the Congress makes an appropriation.
Okay. Can I ask the question? Don't the HSA, this organization, approve or disapprove health care facilities in the state?
That's correct. And they can't get any of this new, I still go by the name, I still use the word Hill Burton, and it's just a catchword, but to get that federal money, they do have to approve or disapprove the project.
Okay. There's a further discussion now on the motion. Okay, all in favor of the motion, raise your hand.
Mr. Chairman, motion on which item again? Looking at
the motion was to add the $5.6 million for the Sitka Community Hospital.
It's replacing an existing facility, though. Yeah. And that's my basic question is, it may not be shiny and bright, but why is it inadequate?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I had this in a bond issue a couple of years ago, and if the Hill Burton funds are no longer available, I think that the figures that's this 5 point based on matching figures, then if that's the case, then we should probably not consider it today. Give me a chance to find out what the actual figure would be if minus the Hill Burton funds.
Okay, Ernie?
Well, I was just going to read to you from the capital improvement. This is in the governor's bill too, and it says construction of a 36-bed acute care hospital of approximately 42,400 square feet. In addition to state funds, the locality is expected to contribute $2.4 million. State grant is contingent upon the local contribution availability, and in no case would the state contribution exceed 70% of the total allowable cost.
Well then, Mr. Chairman, I would ask that you hold this one. Can I withdraw my motion before we vote on it?
Yeah.
Give me till Monday to...
Okay. You mean hold the whole bond issue?
No, just on this item.
Well, decision on this bill. I don't
think
we want to hold the bill
open. Well, we can. I would suspect that these bills are going to be written in the free conferences anyhow. But, anyway. But it would be my intention to move these bills to the Senate so that they can start.
Well, let's vote.
All right. Okay, all in favor of the motion, raise your hand. All opposed? Motion failed. Okay. So we've got these three items.
I don't know how much we're going to get into, Mr. Chairman. The view that
bill that in there for a Pioneer Home in Holland, which I hope to get. I really don't want it in the way.
You're making a hell of a sale pitch.
Well, I know. In that case, I'll move it.
What happened was...
I move that we go to approve.
Here, you come in, this is not this, it's, well, I got the correspondence, I picked my phone down there, but, and statistics. But some people that own considerable land in Homer, it's on sewer and water, and a beautiful location, has offered acres now for a facility such as this. And I just say, gosh, worth about $120,000. And it's a real opportunity to get something, you know, if it's a little money, you can see, you can raise it, you get it started.
Is it, Leo, is it Tom? Okay. I might, there was a bill also that we addressed, or, I forget whether it's Malone's bill or what it was, for juvenile people that...
That was at Kenai.
At Kenai.
Well, that was at Kenai, that's...
What was that?
That was for...
It's for juvenile runaway?
Yeah, for 13 to 17-year-olds. That's been in operation quite a while, that's operating with a private organization.
That would be a, this would be an appropriate place for that, in this project.
Well, that's $275,000. $250.
I just would point out that if, you know, if you wanna move on it, this would be an appropriate place to put it.
Well, that's the Kenai Peninsula Care Center.
Yeah.
For adolescents. Well, I'll move that one then, it's $250,000.
What is that house bill?
That was House Bill 785. Now, that was put in the finance capital budget, the House, but not the Senate.
Is that in the capital budget?
Yeah, in the House finance, so you can remove it from that. But it's not in the Senate.
Okay, why don't we... All right. Mr. Yeah, Russ?
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Okay.
How much, $250?
$275. It is a bill.
$250.
$250?
Yeah, $250. It's a House Bill 785.
Okay.
And it's for a Peninsula Care Center in Kenai for adolescents from 13 to 17-year-old.
What kind of care is it?
Well, runaways, I guess.
But it's not incarceration?
No.
No. I mean, it's like a...
Yeah.
Group home or
okay,
something.
Okay, there's a whole lot of backup in the files on it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of backup. $250. Okay, I think we have to keep our eyes on what happens to the bond issue on that. I mean, we have the budget on that too. But is there objection to that motion for $250? Russ?
Well, no, I was going to amend it to add some other dollars, let it go and make my motion separate.
What? Okay. Okay.
I keep getting worried that if I don't put all of them together, that won't pass. So, well, I'll let it go.
But did you make your motion on this?
That's the one I got going here. But.
Well, this is the one that I were primarily interested in. More than anything else.
Well, I got it.
Because of this acre drought has been donated, which will be withdrawn.
Well, Mr. Chairman, under discussion, could I just relate what I'm going to do here, just so that it's information. I have a motion that would put senior citizen centers in Anchorage, Homer, Bethel, and Barrow. The Anchorage and Homer ones would be $800,000, and the Bethel and Barrow would be $650,000.
Where did you get the figures?
Yeah, I got the figures from the committee sub-super Senate Bill 17, except for the Homer figure, which I borrowed from the Anchorage figure. If he's got 389 people there that are eligible, that's probably as many as there is in Anchorage, so 800,000
be the same number.
Is there any land available in these? In other words, I'm sure if it's in the Senate bill that it, they're just arbitrary figures. Nobody, somebody just said, oh, hell, throw this in. Because that's exactly the way they did.
You can't buy land, it's gonna be expensive.
Is there any land in Homer and Barrow and Bethel? There is in Homer.
There is in Homer.
Barrow and Bethel, or we gotta buy $500,000-$600,000 worth of land too. I don't think we should. Here's the way I feel about projects like that are not mandated state services. I think if the community is not willing to provide the land, I don't think we ought to build a goddamn thing.
Stipulate this.
Probably could put a stipulation in to that, couldn't you?
Not the bond issue, you can't make a conditional bond issue.
You can make it matching.
Construction only. For matching.
Yeah.
It's different if it's like a state facility, like court, community college, something like that.
I see what you mean.
Couldn't we make a state ought to either build on its own land or buy the land, but.
Couldn't we make it construction only?
We got so much state land in North Slope Borough, it's unbelievable. Hell, they got 4 million acres up there.
Well, I don't know whether they got any land or not in Borough though, Leo, I just don't know. That was a legitimate question, I don't, I just don't know that.
Give it to the old companies.
I mean, this is, you know. Say, whatever happened to that damn, to that Eagle River old people's facility that they were supposed to build?
It got built.
It did? Okay. Out of that bond issue that Ramona Kelly put in?
I'm not sure whether it came out of that or not, they have a.
Housing.
Now, let me ask him a question. I'll bet you got it through HUD, part of it, didn't you? But it's the same kind of deal that they're putting together in Petersburg right now.
Well, that's that bond issue.
Wasn't it his own schoolhouse?
That's what that bond issue.
No, they said it was never. I'm not sure about that, Ernie. I think that you're probably right though, I don't think it did come out of that bond issue.
I know, the community put up the land in our case.
I didn't make that motion, I just was telling you that I was thinking about making it. Because Ernie's motion's before us and I didn't want to amend it, I mean, Leo's motion before us.
Well, Leo's motion on the Peninsula Care Center passed with the understanding that, you know, it has to be coordinated with the capital budget. Instead of going there twice.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Guy. I think Leo Road had still hope.
For a senior, or this multi-purpose senior citizen center, there is money available from federal sources on this for senior citizen deals, this I'm sure of.
Yeah.
So I don't, of course you don't want to turn it down, I guess, but I don't think, frankly, that Homer needs that much money to build one when they've got the land given to them. And I'm sure you can get some sources of federal money. But, I'm not gonna turn down if the committee wants to go along with it, but I don't think they need that much either.
Well, it seems like, seems like that we ought to have some kind of policy here. We're getting into, you know, a fairly extensive program of senior citizens facilities of various kinds. And maybe we ought to figure out, in the cities, I think, it's different. Because we've got facilities like the Fairbanks, they built a thing with some HUD money and stuff, and the price of apartments is around $500 a month. Well, it's just some places in the state they can't afford that kind of thing. So maybe, I don't know what. But anyway, we ought to take some kind of fairly rational approach, fairly consistent approach as we move along here. Phil?
Mr. Chairman, as per my best recollection, I think at least within the vicinity of the Bethel municipality, there is a new subdivision area fairly close to the community college, but I think the municipality can undeveloped land area which could possibly be designated for such a purpose.
Okay, Leo?
Well, I don't have a mind for building something that people are going to live in. This is what you're saying. This is just a
purpose.
Yeah, a center. Maybe have a little swimming pool in it or something, or sauna baths or something, and pool tables. And
I think it's mostly just a social.
Yeah, a recreational place. Right. This is what I had in mind.
Okay.
I don't need that much money.
Well, what? You know what you do need?
I'd say 300,000 because we got the land.
It's got a 50,000.
All right. What,
Mr. Chairman, your point about the arbitrariness of the Senate figures, of course, is probably correct. I mean, I did take on the Senate bill, but historically, that's the way the figures come over to us pretty arbitrarily from there. I don't know what you want to do about it. I mean, we could. As you say, a lot of these things are going to be done at free conference stuff.
Well, hopefully there'll come a day when we'll have staff capability here so that we can have these answers. We should have it next year because we put money in the budget last year, which didn't get used for that purpose. But we ought to have, a person on the staff who works on the capital projects. You know, we'll have, these guys are working 20 hours a day on everything else, and bills and the damn budget and everything else. Anyhow, just things that now, I guess, once again, we have to take the best figures to get, I guess.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Seeing as, I'd like to make a motion.
All right.
And then, Mr. Chairman, I object for making a. I want to make a statement. I think where Bethel is concerned, in view of the fact that there is an undeveloped division land areas available, possibly. Well, I think it is your statement to the fact that delineations or allocations or whatever you want to call them may be arbitrary to a certain extent. But where Bethel is concerned, I think there possibly could be some lands available for such a project. I remove my objection.
Okay, I'd like, Russ, what I'd like to do is move one at a time, okay?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, before I make my motion, I'm thinking about this now, and I think that, I support the idea of having in Barrow and Bethel some sort of senior citizen place, but there's two reasons not to do that today, I think. One is that we don't have sufficient backup in terms of exactly how much money we need. Maybe we need more than 650, maybe we need less. It's a pretty arbitrary figure, and I think we ought to try to figure out exactly how much we need if we can. Maybe that's not possible. But also, a lot of decisions are going to be made in free conference, and I think that I think those would be good ones to take in free conference. So I move 800,000 for Anchorage Senior Citizen Center.
Object. Okay, there's an objection there.
How much, Russ?
800,000.
Where is that number coming from?
Coming from Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 622 Finance, page 3C, the last.
Yeah,
it's Chancey Croft that made that motion.
I still object.
He's going to be the governor, you're going to be the lieutenant governor.
He'll probably put you in charge of more purposes.
He'll probably put you in it.
All right. Okay, there's an objection
Mr.
there.
Mr. Chairman.
Bill.
I thought we were speaking to the combination of senior citizens and center programs.
Well, all these things in this one bond issue is what we're talking about. No sense having one for health, one for senior citizens facility, and one for, you know, skill law and one for...
What, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, seems to me Russ's motion could be...
Amended motion.
Conceived to be only applicable to the city of Anchorage.
That's what it is.
Yeah, other motions are in order.
Steve wanted to take them one at a time, so I moved the first one, I got four.
Is there any... Milt, has anybody done any research on how much, in other words, I don't even know why it would cost $800,000 to build one of these things. Why would it cost that much?
Well, you know, we had the money in there to do the research, the $70,000 or whatever it is, put it in, the governor vetoed it.
Well, in other words, what...
Try to do that again, he's gonna veto it again, you know.
What they're looking for is a big place with a big floor and a dining room and a kitchen. And I would guess, you know, some chairs and tables and things for people to sit around, television sets and stuff like that. And I don't know why the damn thing costs $800,000 myself. Anyway, Jim?
Can I ask a question related to this, although it's not specifically on this topic? Do you intend to get all these bond issues closed tonight? What I'm thinking about is there's several items in this bond issue which I don't think there's any backup on, which I'd like to have backup on.
I agree. I just want to do whatever we can do until about 6 tonight. I want to quit around.
What I was going to suggest is maybe we can leave this one, because I'd like to get some backup on a couple of these other projects myself.
All right.
There's one I'd like to propose, but I don't have a backup on.
Okay, well, we can do whatever they want to do.
It's got to be better.
Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
May I render additional information that might be helpful to the committee? Our regional housing authority has been also been looking into possible development of a housing center for the elderly, a regional housing center, and possible that they might have necessary information as to approximate cost and approximate land area needs.
I'll withdraw my motion.
I'd like to get that information.
I don't know, but this is what I have heard.
To me, this would be a good way to go with that, okay? I don't know whether anybody's doing this or not, but to me, it would be a good thing to do to float revenue bonds through a nonprofit corporation, float revenue bonds for those centers with some state participation, so as to lower the cost of the revenue bond, so it doesn't cost so damn much for the people to be in there. In other words, at this point, now we didn't do that in Fairbanks, and people are down there paying $500 or $600 a month for those little places. But it seems to me if there's some state participation, then what you do is get the cost knocked down, and then maybe the housing authority can, you know, if people are in there, can charge them whatever it is they can afford and even out the cost somehow. I don't know. That might be a good way to go.
Mr. Chairman, I object to Mr. Minkins' motion to withdraw his motion, because I would like to amend it before it applies to Bethlehem particularly.
Well, let's wait till we get back up.
Okay, how about we do this?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I remove my objection.
Okay, how about we pass by these areas, okay, and come back to them, because clearly people need a lot more information to make these decisions.
I have a question before I leave this page.
Yeah, Brett.
What are we going to do about the committee substitute, the things on the committee substitute percent, those 620?
That's what we're going to do, though.
That's what we're going to do, but we're going to put it off and wait till we get some of this information. It's being Sunday and kind of hard to do. Okay, let's move on to page 8 now. There is House Bill 710 and assorted Senate bills on page 9A have to do with fisheries management and development facilities. I'll be real blunt. I think they've got more than they can handle right now until they've gotten their present hatchery program squared away. I would look on the bond issue favorably at all. My opinion is we should not report out a hatchery bond issue. They got, what is it, two-thirds of their money still there? They don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know how it's going to coordinate with the nonprofit hatcheries or the wild stocks. And in my opinion, we shouldn't report them out.
Objection.
No,
where are you? There's no objection. There's no, motion. That's just my opinion.
Mr. Chairman, on 7A,
there are three different bond bills on page 8.
Yes.
Like
yes.
First,
are you
speaking entirely to them?
Sure, you don't. I was speaking to Fisheries Management and Development Facilities bond issue. Yeah. There may be things that have to be funded, and if so, maybe we can put it in, just put it in the capital budget. I don't know if some of these things absolutely have to be funded, but as far as large hatchery projects, I don't think that Fish and Game knows what they're doing, and they're going too fast in most people's estimation, including the ones that are involved in the project. The guy down at Ketchikan that I know well is chief of, what's that project down there where they're putting together? The hatchery.
Oh, they're putting hatchery together all over.
Well, this guy says, Christ, they don't have any earthly idea.
He brought some ding-a-ling from outside up here to run that thing for him. He doesn't know his ass.
No, I didn't write guy from outside. It's the guy right here in the last.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, Rich, I watched.
Down there.
Well, you got 13,000,008 of remaining authorized unissued bond.
Over half.
Jesus.
And in addition to that, they're taking money out of the renewable resource bill to put components into the hatchery that weren't in the bid specs. For instance, Hidden Falls over here, that's $700,000 for that generating plant, which wasn't even in the original bid, but they took it out because it didn't fit the money.
How many of those new positions was it take out? Did we fund in the operating budget?
The whole slug up $400,000. And there's tears all over the subport right now.
Well,
but I think I know why Leo objected, and I think that in that part of the country that there's some reason to build a fish hatchery, but I don't think $8 million makes much sense. I think we ought to have money in this year's budget for a study of it, the most logical area to construct one, so that they could get going with it next year. This is what's wrong with the $30 million bond issue that we passed. There was no backup for the locations that they selected, and they spent half the time looking for those.
Yeah,
but he got a figure of $1.5 million for studies, and that's outrageous too.
Right.
No.
Well, I think we ought to look at what can be done in the next couple of years up in Casa View, and maybe slam on the general.
They got a resource
slam
up there.
Capital budget. Because really I think he's right.
Worth.
Here it is, 2 years from the bond issue, Leo. How many of those damn things have been finished? Have any of them been finished? Does anybody know? I don't think any of the projects.
None of them are online yet.
No,
they haven't produced a salmon.
No.
Well, that takes 3 years.
No. And they're still in the planning process, and it's 2 years from the bond issue. And it,
let me tell you what they did at Hidden Falls.